Jim Taylor on WMJ and WMJ.com. It's nice to see games being played with the spring sports season. The Sherrard Tigers on Wednesday opened up the year with a 16-7 win over the Moline Maroons, and senior shortstop Bella Dean had a nice day, 4-for-5 at the plate. So tell us about this softball season getting underway with Sherrard, and you had a good day at the plate yesterday. What happened?
Yeah, we had a really good game. We came out really strong. We really wanted to win. We want to have a great season. Coach Barnett has been doing great. He's been trying to figure out our infield. You know, we have so much athleticism, and it's been hard for him to, like, kind of pick where to put people and where to hit people, and he's just done a great job so far.
Yeah, so you look at this 2022 campaign with Sherrard Tiger softball, a nice start because you're playing a pretty good program, a big school in Moline. So what do you think the expectations are with this 2022 Tiger bunch?
I think we have pretty high expectations. You know, we're kind of the underdogs. We didn't make it into the paper for the upcoming teams, but I really think we can give a lot of teams a good run for their money.
All right. It's interesting because I know when you started playing varsity softball, you were a pitcher, but you decided, hey, I want to be a position player and play shortstop. Tell us a little bit about that decision.
So I actually, I've had a lot of injuries. I had shoulder injuries, and I ended up having an elbow surgery just last year. So it was kind of a hard choice, but I knew that I really wanted to play a position in college. So I felt like this was my best bet.
All right, so pretty interesting in terms of what you're doing collegiately. You've already made a decision. So tell our listening audience, Bella Dean will be where next school year, and what led you on that path, I guess?
I'm going to North Dakota State. I thought it was a great program. You know, the coaches are amazing, and what they do with their girls is just exactly what I want. You know, they keep a smaller roster, and they're letting me study what I want to study. You know, they have a radiology program, and that's what I plan on going into.
So tell us about that campus and kind of the views of North Dakota State. What's that like out there?
It's pretty open around the campus. There's not much. It's just flatlands, but in campus, everything's, like, super close together. You know, you got your athletics right next to your dorms, which are right next to the school building. So it's like you can walk to every class, but in the winters they have like underground tunnels, so we can take that when it's super cold out. Downtown is right next to it too, so it's busy. They have like live music all the time. When I was on my visit, all the girls took us out and we hung out with them, went downtown, went shopping. It was nice.
And they have a great nickname in terms of the Bison. I love that. All right, so tell us a little bit about your summer travel ball experience. Who's your team there, and how does that work?
Iowa Premier. We basically travel all over the world. We were in, I think, like six different states. It was over the fall. So we travel a lot, but our coaches, Greg Dickel, Kevin Stevens, and Kevin Christensen, they do a great job of getting all of our girls recruited and putting us in the hardest tournaments there are.
All right. So Bella Dean, I was thinking about it then, so a travel softball kid. Do you remember kind of your first softball memories of playing this game, how young you were when you started and all that? What about some of those memories, I guess?
Yeah, so I started playing in kindergarten, and actually my parents signed me up for the wrong age group, so I was playing with fourth graders. And so that's how that started. I ended up falling in love with the game. And so when I was 8, I started playing travel ball for Burnett Moody for Milan Aces. And I was young, and I was really small compared to the other girls because it was Tenu, but he gave me that shot, and I was able to go from there.
Yeah, and what about just kind of the culture of travel softball in the Quad City area and how big, of a deal it is, and how competitive of, softball is in this area. What about kind of being a part of that and understanding that softball is such a big culture thing in this part of the state?
Yeah, so the softball world's really small. You know, everybody basically knows everybody. There's such good competition, and you know everybody, like, how they're playing, you know. So everybody's able to keep up with each other and, like, know how they're doing, know how to go against their opponents. But the teams around here are pretty good.
All right. Well, Bella Dean off to a great start, 4-for-5 on Wednesday. Sherrard picked up a win over Moline 16-7, and the kid will have to follow out in North Dakota State next school year. Bella, keep up the good work your senior year.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.